10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Don't you? 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Apparently it's getting serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! My pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
From Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas, it's the Frisco Rough Riders and Midland Rockhounds meeting in game number three of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and we welcome you into what is a very dreary but comfortable day here in Midland, Texas. I'm Zach Bigley, and happy to have you along. The Rough Riders at 44-21, eight games up on these Rockhounds as they are in second place in the division. Midland 36-29. The Rough Riders have already clinched the postseason with a win. With a Midland loss on Sunday, and they are first half division champions. So this series is the most meaningless series in terms of the playoffs in the entire year, but it has still been a lot of fun so far through the first two games. Rough Riders falling in the first game at 2-1, their first time in 37 games losing when allowing three runs or fewer this year. And the Rockhounds yesterday could not make it a 2-0 lead as the Rough Riders got their revenge, winning 6-2 in Game 2 yesterday behind Ryan Garcia's quality start and six doubles on the offensive side. In Game number 3 today, they turn to Ben Anderson on the hill, the 26-year-old out of Rexford, New York, looking to build on what's been a really nice stretch since his last start against Midland. That last start against the Rockhounds did not go so well, though. He allowed six runs over 1 1/3 innings against Midland on his worst start of the season. In his three starts since that outing, though, he's 2-0 with a 2.81 earned run average. So it's Ben Anderson who gets the ball for the Rough Riders against the left-hander James Gonzalez, who makes his third start this season against Frisco, having allowed six runs over 9 2/3 innings in those two starts, including a start in which the Rough Riders put up four runs over 3 2/3 innings against the 23-year-old left-hander out of David, Panama. This season for Midland, he's making his eighth start. He's 2-2 with a 4.46 earned run average. An organizational all-star last year, he led all of Oakland pitchers with 135 strikeouts. It has not been the case so far this season. Just 31 strikeouts across 36 1/3 innings here at the AA level for the left-hander, James Gonzalez. Should be a fun one today here in Game 3 of this six-game series, and we had a wonderful chat before the game today with Frisco skipper Carlos Cardoza. Always great to catch up with him and talk baseball, and we had a lot of fun chatting about the Rough Riders division title, and in addition to that, how well the Rough Riders have been playing in the first half. We'll get you part one of that interview with Carlos Cardoza coming up here on the pregame show. Get you part two tomorrow before game four. Rough Riders and Rockhounds coming up at the top of the hour, but first, let's get you Carlos Cardoza.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Welcome back to Midland. We're pregame before game three of this six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. We're joined by Carlos Cardoza, Rough Riders manager. First of all, congratulations on the first half Texas League South championship. What does it mean to you not only to win that championship but to see the celebration from the guys in the clubhouse?
It meant a lot to me, Biggs. I know it meant a lot to me, to the staff, to the organization. I'm just so proud for them, and I was happy to see how much they celebrated, how much fun they had celebrating together, how much they cared about it, because, you know, they earned it. They're a deserving group, and staff, myself, the organization couldn't be prouder for them.
We talk so much about, you know, the want to with this group, and of course in minor league baseball, just the motivation that you have to come out and win every day. After clinching before the game on Sunday, won 12-0, and then played a couple close ball games here in the first two of this series, where do you think the motivation is right now in a series that ends the first half here in Midland?
I think the motivation is the same as far as it's daily. It's, you know, you're not guaranteed anything in this game. And yesterday's success is yesterday's success, and you got to come out and prove it again today, and that's just the nature of the game. And the game is that hard that, you know, you have to prepare and go out with, you know, an intention and a desire to win in order to get the most, you know, out of yourself and out of that days.
When you look at the first half of the season, there are so many different minute details that we can look at in terms of the success for the Rough Riders. Coming into the season versus where we are now halfway through the year, is there anything that has surprised you the most about this group?
No, there's nothing that surprised me, because the kids, you know, the players on this roster, you know, the ones that were new to the organization, we got to know them in spring training and knew of them before they got here. And the ones that, you know, have been, you know, with Texas, we've gotten to know them. And, you know, the success they're having individually and collectively, none of that surprises us, because we know the makeup and the character and the ability and the talent that our players have. So, no, nothing's been surprising, but it's still been very impressive to see how this group has come out and played collectively. The brand of baseball they played and how they've gone about it to prepare individually.
Joined by Frisco skipper Carlos Cardoza, the pitching has been incredibly consistent on the starting side and the bullpen, especially lately. How impressed have you been by just the general consistency of this pitching staff?
Yeah, those guys have been really good, haven't they? I mean, they've, you know, to the man, to the player, it's just fun. And you hear them talking about it, how they want to go out and set the tone for that night, for that game. And then, you know, the guy that's pitching the next day, you know, wants to piggyback off of that. And, you know, whenever you get that type of internal competition, you know, it's super healthy for the club and for those guys individually. And yeah, they've been lights out.
It's tough to talk about the pitching staff and not talk about Emiliano Teodo, who's really been the kind of the shining star of this staff, especially after that tough first start that he had. He has a 1 ERA, very close to it. What have you seen out of him that's impressed you?
There's a lot, Biggs. There's a lot that we've seen. How routine-oriented he is, how competitive he is, how he knows himself, how he's open to information and coaching, how he pushes himself, you know, every day. The questions he asks in the dugout, whether it's to John Goble, to myself, the attention he pays to the game, to the opponent, how he talks with his fellow starters about the game and is looking at the hitters, his preparation. He just checks a lot of boxes from a starting pitcher aspect and a teammate aspect and then a competitor aspect, and, you know, his best is still well ahead of him.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it, over the lazy river.
Goal!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night!
And it's gone!
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
Today, the Frisco Rough Riders meet with the Midland Rockhounds for game number three of this six-game series from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley with you, and happy to have you along as we take a look at the starting lineups for the Midland Rockhounds. It's Jason Rosario, the DH, Jack Winkler, the shortstop, and Brennan Malone, the first baseman. Shane McGuire catches. Caden Trinkle, the right fielder. Lazaro Armenteros is out in left field. Bottom third, it's Jeremy Eierman at third base. Denzel Clark in center field. And Saeed Valenzuela at second. For the Rough Riders, Kellen Strom leads it off in left. Then Franer Chavez at first. And Liam Hicks, the DH. Middle third, Cody Freeman at third base. Caber Rodriguez at second. Jesus Cepeda in right field. And to round out the order, Cooper Johnson, the Rough Riders catcher, Alex DeGody, the shortstop, and Daniel Mateo, the center fielder in the nine spot. James Gonzalez, the starting pitcher today for the Midland Rockhounds, is ready to go against Kellen Strom. Rough Riders in their red tops, gray bottoms, red double R ball caps. The Rockhounds in their home white tops and bottoms with a navy ball cap on top. So we're ready to go. Strom in from the right side. And James Gonzalez making his third start of the season against the Rough Riders. The lefty's first pitch. Swinging a chopper up the third baseline. Eierman charges, picks at the cut of the grass, throws under first and gets Strom. And one pitch into this ballgame. Here's the first out. Underway, 2 minutes tardy at 7:02 on this Thursday evening. First pitch temperature of 78 degrees with a feels like of 80. 68% humidity on a pretty unusually humid day here in Midland, Texas. Cloud cover up above. It was raining earlier. First pitch to Franer Chavez is outside. It's one ball and no strikes. 13-mile-an-hour winds for once actually blowing out to right field with 19-mile-an-hour gusts as opposed to the last 2 days when it was blowing straight in from right field. Gonzalez readies in the 1-0. And that's down low and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders losing game one, 2-1, winning yesterday 6-2, thanks to six doubles on the offensive side. Frisco has still not left the ballpark in this series. 2-0. That misses outside. It's three balls and no strikes now on Chavez. Chavez 1-for-4 against Gonzalez in their two previous meetings. The switch hitter batting from the right side is original side, but is not as productive side. The pitch slips across the inside corner. A strike. It's 3-1. Chavez 1-for-3 in this series with a walk in his one appearance out of the two games. Gonzalez ready with the glove cuddling the chest. 3-1. Swinging a line drive to short and a sliding catch by Winkler to his left. He makes the grab and retires Chavez. Chavez hit it hard on a line, but Winkler, two steps to his left, slid down and made the catch on the sinking line drive. That brings the designated hitter, Liam Hicks, to the plate. Left-handed batter batting in the three hole, usually occupied by Aaron Zavala, but with the lefty on the mound, Zavala getting the day off. First pitch, fouled away back behind home. It's no balls and one strike on Hicks. 0-for-4 in his lone game in this series so far. Rough Riders are playoff bound after clinching on Sunday in the Texas League South Division. They win the first half. The 0-1. That's outside. It's one ball and one strike. Trevor Matthews is our home plate umpire today. Nate Diedrich, our third base umpire, and Sean Sparling, the crew chief and first base umpire today. We had warnings issued to both sides yesterday. 1-1. That's outside. It's two balls and one strike. Nothing before the game today. Yesterday it was Gregorio Petit, the manager for Midland, and Kavika Emsley-Pai, the first base coach for the Rough Riders, who got nose-to-nose. And warnings were issued in the seventh inning. 2-1. That's a strike on the upper edge inside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. Two outs, bases clear, scoreless top one. Gonzalez with the glove pinned against his right hip. He's got his sign ready from the stretch. And he issues in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Hicks on a pitch up and away. And it's a 1-2-3 first inning for James Gonzalez. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go bottom one. It's the Rough Riders nothing. And Midland coming to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
To the bottom of the first inning, it's Rough Riders nothing, and the Rockhounds coming to the plate against Ben Anderson for Frisco. Jason Rosario is the leadoff man, left-handed batter. Anderson fires home. First pitch, swing and a miss on a curveball, and it's 0-1. Anderson comes your way with a four-pitch mix. Fastball, curveball, and changeup mostly. And he mixes a pitch that's kind of in between a slider and a cutter. The 0-1. That one misses high, and it's one ball and one strike. And he's been very effective over his last three starts. 2-0 with a 2.81 earned run average. He's ready from the stretch. The bearded right-hander at 6'4" deals in the 1-1. In the air, foul out of play down the left side. It's one ball and two strikes against the DH. The Rexford, New York native, 26 years old, went to SUNY Binghamton. Drafted by the Rangers in the 13th round of 2019. He's dealt with his fair share of injuries over the years, including Tommy John surgery, in which he came back from that injury last year. He's ready from the stretch here. And the 1-2. Low and outside with a changeup, 2-2. On the season, 4-3 with a 4.28 ERA. He's making his 12th appearance and 11th start on the year. 48 and a third innings, 42 strikeouts. He readies and deals. Pop foul back behind home, and it's 2-2, but he really doesn't beat himself. Just 9 walks. He has the second lowest walk rate in the Texas League this year at just 4.5% of batters he faces. He issues free passes to. 2-2, fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes on Rosario, leading off in a scoreless bottom of the first inning. In his most recent start, Anderson went 5 innings, allowing 3 runs on 5 hits. He struck out 7, pushing him within 1 of his career high. The pitch. Breaking ball misses down and in. We're full at 3-2. His career high being 8, setting that earlier at Amarillo back in May. Really only one blow-up start for him, and unfortunately it was against these Midland Rockhounds. Allowed 6 runs over an inning and a third back on May 23rd. The pitch. Chopper foul off Rosario and squibbing to the right side towards the Midland dugout. It's still 3 balls and 2 strikes on Rosario as he'll see a 9th pitch in this leadoff plate appearance. What Anderson has done really well is get out of innings quickly and efficiently. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Changeup away for strike 3. Ben Anderson strikes out Rosario to open up the ballgame. One away in the bottom of the first inning, and here's Jack Winkler. His season high in pitches this year is 82. He's done that 3 times, and you wonder if he'll be allowed a little bit of a longer leash here in this start. Continues to build on that. First pitch to Jack Winkler. Inside corner called strike 1 on the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's 0-1. This season, Anderson has thrown 3 quality starts. In his 10 starts, the Riders are 6-4 in those games. 0-1. Up and away to Winkler. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Defense behind Ben Anderson today. It's Kellen Strom in left, Daniel Mateo in center, and Jesus Cepeda in right field. Anderson readies from the stretch in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cody Freeman at third. Alex Degody at shortstop. Gabriel Rodriguez man second. Preener Chavez is the first baseman today for the Riders. And Cooper Johnson catches for Ben Anderson for the 6th time this season. He deals home. Swinging a line drive into right field. Bounces into the grass and scoots out to Jesus Cepeda in right field. Winkler going the opposite way for a single. It's a one-out base runner for Midland. Here's Brennan Malone now. Right-handed batter, no score, bottom 1. When Cooper Johnson and Ben Anderson are paired up as the battery, Anderson has had a lot of success, a 3.62 earned run average. Winkler leads from first, and the offering in. Upper edge outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. Initially, when you look at this Midland lineup, one big thing sticks out to you. Still no Cooper Bowman. Their best player, a normal leadoff hitter, scratched in game 1 and still hasn't played. The pitch is a chopper foul at the plate. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes on Malone. He's 0-for-7 in the series of the walk. This lineup does look substantially different without Cooper Bowman at the top of the card. League leader in stolen bases. Winkler takes his lead from first. He's got 13 in 16 attempts. 0-2. Malone takes high. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Anderson, you want to see him pitch deep in the ballgame like we saw from Ryan Garcia yesterday, going 6 innings, 7 strikeouts in his start. 1-2. Swinging a line drive to third. Freeman with a sprawling backhanded diving catch towards the line. Oh, man, what a catch. Cody Freeman with spectacular reaction time diving towards the line. He made a brilliant grab. 2 away. Ball was scalded off Malone's bat. He was guarding the line and able to make the catch. So Winkler remains at first base, 2 outs for Shane McGuire. And the first pitch. McGuire watches one just outside, 1 ball and 0 strikes. McGuire, the brother-in-law of Cody Freeman, who just made that play at third. Married to Freeman's sister. 2 went to University of San Diego together. 1-0. That's on the outside corner, 93 with a fastball. It's 1-1. Anderson was 93-94 with the fastball in his last start. And talking with Carlos Cardoza before today's game, the Riders manager, he said that was really encouraging to see that tick up in fastball velocity. 1-1. Breaking ball, punch skyward and foul out of play on the left side. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. He said The best thing you can say about Ben Anderson is his consistency. He doesn't beat himself. You know exactly what you're getting every time he goes out there. The guy who's going to throw strikes and try to work deep into the ballgame. His three quality starts are second on the team, only to Nick Crouth. Crouth will start tomorrow for the Riders. He readies from the stretch with two outs and a runner at first and a scoreless first inning. 1-2. Swinging a line shot deep into left center field. Strom cutting over. He's under it in the alley, and he puts it away for the final out here in the first inning. Ben Anderson, no runs a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We go to the top of the second inning. Rough Riders and Rockhounds, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Right at the top of the second inning, the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds, nothing our score. Cody Freeman, Keber Rodriguez, Jesus Cepeda, the 3-2 up for the Rough Riders in the second. James Gonzalez, a 1-2-3, 11-pitch first inning. Left-hander goes to work against this middle third. Freeman 1-for-8 in the series. His one hit was a big one, though. Yesterday, the Rough Riders leading 3-2 in the seventh, and he hit an RBI double down the left field line to pad the lead. First pitch. Slips across the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1 on the Riders' third baseman, who made a spectacular play in the first inning. Diving catch at third, fully extended to his right. 0-1. He swings and lines it deep down the right field line towards the short porch, and it curls foul. It's 0-2. It's just 3-21 down that right field line where the bullpen jets into the field of play. No one just foul, though, and it's still no balls and two strikes on Freeman. Right-handed batter digs back in. Righties have had a lot more success against Gonzalez than lefties have this year. The pitch. Southpaw misses high, and it's 1-2. Righty is hitting 306 against him with both homers he's surrendered. Lefty's just 222, and the OPS difference is nearly 300 points better for righties. 1-2. Down and in the dirt. Missing with a breaking ball. It's 2-2. Cody Freeman, when he was first drafted by the Rangers, they wanted to turn him into a catcher. This is the first year since he's been drafted that he has not caught. He's just played third base for the Rough Riders. 2-2. Swinging a bounding ball out to short. Winkler comes up. He's got it at the chest. Throws low on to first, but Malone able to keep his foot on the bag. And Cody Freeman is retired for the first out here in the second. Keber Rodriguez bats now. Rough Riders are the best defensive team in all minor league baseball by fewest errors and fielding percentage. And Freeman, the only player on this best defensive team on the infield that has not committed an error yet this season. He's been a mainstay over there at third base. Offering in. It's down and in, and it's 1-0. He's DH'd a few times this year, but over 50 games at third base defensively without an error. That's some pretty good stuff. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a fly ball hooked down the left field line and in foul territory. It leaks onto the berm. One ball and one strike on Rodriguez. He's chatting with Freeman before the game today, asking if he misses playing catcher at all. He said, no, not really. It was never really his passion. Kind of what he was just told to do. Trying to make himself more versatile defensively. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez fooled badly on a breaking ball down in the dirt. It's one ball and two strikes. Nothing, nothing, our scores. We play in the top of the second inning. One out, bases clear. It's been one of the bright spots on this team, full of bright spots. The Friars, the second best record in all minor league baseball. 1-2. Up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Second best pitching team by ERA in all of AA. 3.45 earned run average is the best in the Texas League. The pitch. Chopped the other way on the ground to first. Malone's got it on a high hop at the belt and takes to the pillow himself for the out. Rodriguez grounds out. Two up, two down in the second inning. Five up, five down for Gonzalez on the game. And here's Jesel Cepeda. Nothing, nothing, our score. Top of the second. Cepeda 1-for-2 against Gonzalez in their lone meeting this year. The pitch. It's just below the zone. It's one ball and no strikes. That's a great matchup for Cepeda. He's had a tough year this year, hitting just 224, but not against lefties. 1-0. Just below the zone again, 2-0. Cepeda has the highest batting average on the team against left-handed pitching. 371 average, also a 922 OPS with four doubles. 2-0. He swings, grounds it hard, though right at the shortstop, Winkler up the middle. He gathers and throws out Cepeda to retire the side. Three batters up, three ground outs for James Gonzalez. We move into the bottom of the second, still scoreless here in Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the last of the second inning, the Rough Riders and Rockhounds, no score. Caden Trinkle, Lazaro Armenteros, Jeremy Eierman, the 3-2 up. 5-6 and 7 in the order against Ben Anderson. There's the stretch by the right-hander, first pitch. Trinkle shows bunt, pulls back, watches high and in. One ball and no strikes. Tough season offensively for Trinkle, hitting just 207 with two homers, but both of those home runs have come against the Rough Riders. At the end of May when Midland visited Frisco. 1-0. He swings and misses on the good change away. One ball and one strike. That changeup for Ben Anderson is probably his best pitch. Down and in, it's really effective pitch to righties. Away to lefties. The offering is chopped on the ground to first. Takes a high hop off the lip of the grass and trampolines over Chavez at first. Out into right field, a base hit for Trankel. Wow, that was a routine ground ball to first, and it hit a ramp on the lip of the grass and just vaulted into the outfield. Tough hop. Not much you can do about that. There's Lazaro Armenteros now. Right-handed batter hunched over at the plate. Offering home. He swings and misses, and it's 0-1. First pitch slider dipping away from him. Infield a double play. Depth for the Rough Riders playing to pull with Chavez holding on the runner at first. It's a wide open right side. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Back pick down to first. Close play, not in time. 0-2. Trankel got a huge secondary lead, and Cooper Johnson trying to back pick him. Anderson ready from the stretch. He kicks home. Way outside, missing with the slider. 1 ball, 2 strikes. This series so far has not seen a run in the first inning. The Rough Riders held off the scoreboard in the top of the second for the first time in this series, though. 1-2. Inside on him, a check swing, and he didn't go. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Riders have been fantastic when finding the scoreboard first this season. Although they have not today. Riders are 31-7 when scoring first. 2-2. Just low. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Armenteros 0-for-3. He had his first game in a Rockhounds uniform this season yesterday. Throw goes over to first, not in time. Armenteros, a mainstay in this lineup last year. Right-handed hitter. Started the season with AAA Las Vegas, but really struggled. Demoted back down here to Midland. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Changeup down and in for strike 3. Second strikeout for Ben Anderson. One away, and Jeremy Ironman makes his way to the plate. Armenteros hit just 191 across 42 games for Las Vegas. Ironman, right-handed batter. Stretch in the pitch. Actually, a throw over to first before that. Close play, and Trinkles back in safely on his belly. Ironman figured to be a really big part of this lineup 2 years ago and has kind of just stuck around here in Midland, lacking the elite-level success to move him up. The pitch. That's up and away. 1 ball and 0 strikes. He's playing for the Rockhounds for his 4th consecutive year. Just 60 games here in 2021, 72 in Midland in 2022. Stretch in the 1-0. That's outside. It's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Though he battled through injury in 2021, it seemed like he would play just a few games here in Midland and then make his way up to AAA. Hit a .783 OPS, hit 10 homers. The pitch. He takes a changeup low, and it's 3 balls and 0 strikes. But he came back after hitting .247 in 2021 and hit .203 the following year. And only played 37 games last year and, again, dealt with an injury out of spring training this season. It's been tough for him to stay healthy. 3-0. That's down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 3-1. Played 131 games in 2019 for Stockton. He hasn't played more than the 72 he played in 2022 since. Anderson the 3-1. Swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove on the changeup. 3-2. Ironman 0-for-6 in this series so far with a walk. Trankel leads from first. 0-0 our score in the second. Anderson's payoff, a grounder foul back behind home. Changeup, it didn't get far enough away from the zone. Ironman out on his front foot and down to a knee, fouling it off. Ironman digs back in from the right of the back of the right-handed batter's box. Infield still to pole. 3-2, runner takes off, swinging a fly ball down the left field line, and he yanked it foul. Still 3-2. Anderson has thrown a considerable amount of pitches already, really in large part due to the Rosario 9-pitch plate appearance to start the game, in which he struck out. There are 21 pitches in the first as the offering is popped skyward out of the shallow center field. Mateo coming in, calls off Rodriguez, and the center fielder makes the catch. Two outs and Denzel Clark saunters to the plate. The Canadian center fielder standing in from the right side. Clark, the number three prospect in this A's organization. Talk about how Ironman's been here for a while. So was Clark. Anderson ready from the stretch, the pitch. Check swing and a high inside fastball. He went around for strike one. It's 0-1 on the 24-year-old. Former fourth rounder out of Cal State Northridge. Mentioned he's Canadian. He's cousins to the Naylor boys. The pitch. There's a fly ball hit the other way and hit well out to right field. Cepeda just gives up on it. That ball's gone. A long two-run homer for Denzel Clark, and it's 2-0, Midland out in front. Brace yourself, the horn is coming. Sixth home run of the season for Clark, 24 RBIs now after the two-run shot. And here's Saeed Valenzuela. First pitch, inside corner, a strike to the left-handed batter. It's 0-1. There's a reason why Clark is such a big prospect in this organization. Stretch in the pitch. That misses low, and it's 1-1. He possesses an incredible power-speed combination. 2022, he had 15 homers and stole 30 bases. The pitch. Swinging a bounder right back up the middle, past the hill, and it leaks through into center field. It's a base hit. And Valenzuela singles. Just his third hit in 26 at-bats against the Riders this season. Jason Rosario stands into the top of the card now. 2-0 Midland. On to the second. Rosario a strikeout in the first. Here's the stretch, and the offering in. That's just inside, 1-0. Clark last year had a good season but battled injury here in Midland. 877 OPS, 12 homers, 11 steals. 1-0, that's outside, 2-0. It has been tough to get him going this year, just hitting 217 on the season this season. That was his sixth home run of the year, going to the opposite field up onto the berm. 1-0. Outside. 2-0. So Midland has an early lead. Pull side shift for the left-handed batting Rosario. 3-0. Outside corner is dry. 3-1. Anderson has had 3 3-ball counts now in this inning and 4 in the ballgame. He brings in his 49th pitch. Swinging a bounding ball foul up the first base side. Still 3-2, and he'll reach the 50 mark in his first two innings. And some milling about in the bullpen now. And Andy Rodriguez starts to throw for the Rough Riders. Payoff pitch. Runner takes off, swinging a bounding ball again up the middle. The shortstop to Godey's got it. To the right of the second base back, throws him out on the run. Side retired. Damage done, though. Two-run homer for Denzel Clark. And two runs on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Top of the third next. It's 2-0. Midland leads it on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
We're at the top of the third inning. The Rough Riders trailing the Rockhounds by a score of 2-0. Bottom third of the order due up for the Rough Riders as James Gonzalez has started this game 6-up, 6-down. It's Cooper Johnson, Alex DeGody, and Daniel Mateo, the three due up. Johnson 1-for-3 with a double and a walk yesterday, driving in a run with that double. Gonzalez's first pitch flutters to the inside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. Johnson, the catcher, has been really good against left-handed pitching this year. Three of his five homers against lefties. He swings and misses here on an offering tailing away from him on a changeup away, and it's 0-2. He has a 1,200 OPS against left-handed pitching. 0-2 on the way. Bounces in the dirt out in front of home, and it's 1-2. In our chat earlier in the week with Cooper, he said, when I'm up there, I want to do damage. And he has certainly done damage against left-handed pitching this year. One, two on the way. Down and in. 2-2. If you have a catcher who can run into a few and play good defensive catcher behind the plate, that is a longtime baseball player. Rangers hoping they found that in Cooper Johnson. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Out in front. Got him. Johnson strikes out, one away. And Alex DeGody stands in. 2-0 Midland. Play in the top of the third. Game number three of this series. Final series of the first half of play here in 2024. First pitch to DeGody. Swinging a foul back into McGuire's glove. The catcher, it's 0-1. DeGody 1-for-3 in his lone appearance this series, though a walk. It dips below the zone. It's 1-1. One of two trips to Midland for Frisco this season. They'll be back in Midland in August as part of their two-week road trip where they'll head to Midland and San Antonio. The pitch flutters low, and it's 2-1. Frisco currently tied in the season series against Midland 4-4. Midland outscoring the Riders by a score of 4-3 on average in the season series so far. 2-1 offering. There's a line shot the opposite way down the line. Trankel on the run. Jumps up with a warning track. Makes the catch. DeGody gave it a ride. But he's the second out of this second inning. And Daniel Mateo stands in now. Nine-hole hitter for the Rough Riders. Off to a tough start offensively in his double-A career. First pitch. He fouls it away to the right side. It's 0-1. Hitting just 149 through his first 21 games, 10 for 67. Play a really good defensive center field, though. 0-1. That's high. That's one ball and one strike. Two down, bases clear. Top of the third, 2-0 Rockhounds. Denzel Clark, two-run homer back in the bottom of the second. Gonzalez ready from the stretch of the pitch. Swing and a miss. A high fastball. One ball and two strikes. Two strikeouts for Gonzalez today. The strikeout pitch has not been nearly as frequent for Gonzalez as it was last year. 135 strikeouts in 108 innings for him, splitting time between Stockton and Lansing. 1-2. Swinging a soft grounder to third. Ironman collects, scissor steps, and throws across to get Mateo side retired. 9 up, 9 down for James Gonzalez. Riders trail 2-0 to the bottom of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Two, three, and four to swing the stakes for Midland in the third. Jack Winkler, Brennan Malone, and Shane McGuire. Anderson ready from the stretch. He pitches. It's down and in. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders looking to bounce back from that second inning with the two-run homer. That's our score, 2-0. 1-0 is a ground ball foul up the third baseline. One ball and one strike. Winkler has been very good against the Rough Riders this season, and he singled in the first. Entered into this game with half of his home runs against the Rough Riders, two of the four. The pitch, and misses high, and it's two balls and one strike with a 944 OPS against Frisco. Been struggling coming into this game in his last seven games, hitting just 172. 2-1. Slow chopper to third. Freeman charges, picks to his left, sets his feet, and throws him out. One away. Brennan Malone bats now. He lined out to Freeman at third on a hard hit ball. Matt Freeman made a sprawling diving catch to his right. Malone 0 for his first 8 in this series. First offering. Swinging a grounder past third, but foul on the left side of the bag, and it's 0-1. Malone started his career at South Carolina, went to University of Oregon for his final year before he was drafted. He was mostly a designated hitter during his time at Oregon, and it's been about finding a position for Malone. His bat has been very good. Playing at first base defensively today. 0-1. He swings and misses at a high away fastball. It's 0-2. Went to Woodstock High School originally in Georgia, where he had a bunch of high school records, home runs, RBIs, hits, walks. Normally a lot of these guys have high school records, but he passed Nick Markakis in a lot of those records at Woodstock High School. 0-2 is a swing and a fly ball, hit well to center field. Mateo racing back, still going at the warning track, reaches up and makes the grab. Nice play by Daniel Mateo. Over the shoulder catch, and they're two away. Shane McGuire stepping to the plate. Two up, two down here in this third inning for Ben Anderson, who threw 49 pitches through his first two innings. Seven pitches to sit down the first two in the frame. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher offering it. Up and away. One ball and no strikes. Nick Markakis, of course, longtime big leaguer. Great career. 15 years split between Baltimore and Atlanta. One-time All-Star, three-time Gold Glove winner. The pick, that's low and outside. Two balls, no strikes on McGuire. Led the American League in wins above replacement back in 2008. Didn't receive a single MVP vote that year. The pitch, that's outside. It's three balls and no strikes. He was a phenomenal defender. Pretty good with the bat as well. Above average. It's a wonderful career in the major leagues for Markakis. 3-0. And finds the outside corner for a strike. It's 3-1. Woodstock, Georgia represent. Pretty good alumni base right there. Offering in. And that flutters high of the zone for ball four. A rare walk for Anderson. Just his 10th on the year. Came in with the second lowest walk rate in the Texas League. Two out, free pass though. Shane McGuire, and here's Caden Trinkle. Rough Riders infield plays to pole for the left-handed batter. 2-0 Midland, bottom of the third. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the changeup, and it's 0-1. Trinkle singled into right field and scored in the second. Came across on the Clark homer. Infield shallow. 0-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. It's a curveball on the outside corner. 0-2 to Trinkle. Anderson pulls his cap off, checks the scouting report and the pitch mix in his ball cap. Puts it back on the top of his head. Looking in for a sign, he's got it. Black glove comes to a stop at the belt, and he deals home. Just off the outside corner with the changeup. One ball, two strikes. He's been leaning on that changeup a lot early on in the game, though we've seen all four pitches for him. He readies in the 1-2. Swing and a drive deep down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is a foul ball down the right field side. And Ben Anderson dodges a massive bullet there. It's one ball and two strikes. Ball was hammered up onto the berm, but just foul. So one ball and two strikes now on Trinkle. See if he goes changeup away here. He deals. Swinging a fly ball out to left center field. Easy play for Kellen Strom. Tracks over, sets his feet, makes the catch. And on that changeup away, Anderson gets out of the third. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Rough Riders trailing 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
We go to the top of the fourth inning. The Rough Riders down 2-0 to Midland. Top of the order due up for Frisco, looking for their first base runner against James Gonzalez. Callan Strom, the left fielder, grounded out to third on the first pitch of the ballgame. Gonzalez's pitch. Strom watches inside, 1-0. Gonzalez has struck out 2, but he's had most of his outs on the ground. 5 of the 9 outs via ground out. 1-0. That's down and in. It's 2-0. For Gonzalez, it's been a lot of nice plays defensively behind him as well in the first 3 innings. 2-0 pitch to Strong. And that one misses down. 3-0. Gonzalez has had some issues with the walk this year. 17 walks in 36 1/3 innings. He deals. And that one finds the inside corner a strike. It's 3-1. He's walked 3 in an outing 3 different times. More than anything, though, he's given up a lot of hits. Opponents hitting 285 against him. Rough Riders in his 2 starts have 12 hits against him. The pitch. Strom swings, grounds it back up the box into center. It's a base hit. There's the first Rough Riders hit. 3-1 fastball at the bottom of the zone, and Kellen Strom singles back up the middle. Went 2-for-4 with a couple doubles yesterday, and as the first Rough Riders hit today coming in the fourth. Freiner Chavez makes his way to the plate. Switch hitter batting for the right side. 2-0 Midland. Top of the fourth. Offering it. Fastball. Top shelf for a strike. It's 0-1. Liam Hicks on deck. This is the part of the order you obviously want. No Aaron Zavala today. No Josh Hatcher. No Abimelech Ortiz. 0-1. Outside. 1-1. What do all those hitters have in common? They're all left-handed batters. So with the lefty, James Gonzalez, those three getting the day off. One one on the way. Swing and a miss. Change up below the zone. It's 1-2. Carlos Cardoza playing the matchups. You heard him in our pregame show today. It was our pregame interview, and he talked a lot about motivation for this series. In a series in which, of course, it doesn't matter for the standings. Rough Riders have already clinched, but talked about the consistency of a lot of these guys. Throw goes over to first, not in time. That's what you want to see. You want to see them show up to the ballpark every single day, no matter what, and play the same way. And that's what they've done so well. A ton of early work defensively for these guys. And boy, has it paid off. 1-2. Down and in the dirt. Skips away from McGuire. Not far enough away for Strawn to advance. 2-2. Best defensive team in all of minor league baseball by fielding percentage and fewest errors. They are so smooth and so much fun to watch. And very versatile. This guy is a perfect example. Franer Chavez playing first base today. 2-2. He watches up and away. We're full at 3-2. Chavez has played every position in the infield this season for the Rough Riders and done it very well. He's probably, you can make an argument, the best defender on the Rough Riders roster, given his versatility. 3-2. Check swing. Foul ball back to the netting. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. It was so much fun to watch them during pregame today. They worked their normal infield drills and then double play balls up the middle. It was about 15 minutes. They were working with Tyler Wolf, the Rough Riders development coach, who was hitting the fungos. Here's the stretch. 3-2. Inside, and did it hit him on the hand? No, it went up the knob of the bat. It's a foul ball. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Of course, these guys are professionals, and you expect them not to make errors during defensive practice, but across 15 minutes, Chavez playing first, Caber Rodriguez at second, and Alex Degody and Max Acosta taking reps at short. Not a single ball was dropped, and not a single ball was thrown away. They were smooth as could be. Throw over to first, Strom takes off, and the throw goes off Malone's glove, the first baseman, so no throw down to second. Strom steals the base. The throw over to first that Malone was trying to collect and throw down to second base. And no error assessed on the play. It's just a steal for Strom. Oh, wow. They go no stolen base, E1, E3. E3 on the drop. The pitch. And that's out of play to the right side. A foul ball, and it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. So no steal for Strom, who's the team leader in steals this season. It would have been his 14th. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball out to short. Winkler's got it, looks back. Strom fires onto first and retires Chavi. One out for Hicks. Riders down 2-0. Hicks a strikeout victim in the first. The DH today for the Rough Riders. Frisco has not seen very good production out of their designated hitters this year. Gonzalez pitches, Strom runs. It's a strike on the outside corner and no throw. So there's the 14th stolen base of the season for Strom. Gonzalez never even looked back at second. Strom easily takes third. Now just 90 feet away from the first Rough Riders run. 0-1. Popped up down the left side. Ironman, the third baseman, in foul ground, makes the catch. Well, two away, and now Cody Freeman takes his turn. Riders down 2-0. Rough Riders DHs have combined and just hit 3 homers this year. That's the worst in the Texas League. Hicks is not going to get a home run right there, popping out. Pitch home. Breaking ball for a strike to Freeman. It's 0-1. Freeman bounced out to short in the second inning. One. Check swing. And he did not go. On a breaking ball low. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Pretty sparse crowd here on a Thursday, but nonetheless, the best crowd we've seen so far this week. Voicing their displeasure with Sean Sparling, our first base umpire on the check swing appeal. 1-1. That's well outside. Two balls and one strike. Something you always have to keep an eye on here at this ballpark. The area behind home plate in foul territory is very small, so a ball getting away from catcher McGuire doesn't necessarily mean a free run with a runner at third. 2-1. Down in the dirt. Three balls and one strike now to Freeman. Third three-ball count in this inning for Gonzalez. 2-0, Rough Riders trail. Top of the fourth. Stretch, and Gonzalez offers. Freeman takes a breaking ball down and in, ball four. A runner's corner now for the Rough Riders with two down in the fourth inning, and here's Kaber Rodriguez. Rodriguez, right-handed batter, bounced out to first his first trip, and the entire infield will come up and chat with James Gonzalez. Gonzalez was cruising through three innings. He'd gone nine up, nine down. And he's run into trouble here in the fourth. ...21 pitches already for him in this fourth inning. Oh, here's Cameron Rodriguez, right-handed batter... ...with runners at first and third and two down... The pitch. Check swing and a miss. Rodriguez went around and a breaking ball in the dirt. It's 0-1. That's the second time he's had that kind of swing on that same breaking ball down in the dirt from Gonzalez. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike. It's 0-2. Rodriguez trying to drive in the Rough Riders' first run here in the fourth inning. And he calls time. Steps out, tucks the bat underneath his left arm, adjusts his red batting gloves, unvelcroing, re-velcroing, standing back in. Behind in the count, 0-2. Gonzalez offers. Swinging a bouncer to third. Ironman backhand sets his feet. A long throw across is in time. Side retired. For the Rough Riders, no runs on a hit. No errors, two left on. Bottom four next, trailing 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the last of the fourth inning. The Rough Riders a 2-0 deficit to the Midland Rockhounds. Lazaro Armenteros, Jeremy Eierman, Denzel Clark to swing the sticks against Ben Anderson, who offers. It's on the inside corner to Armenteros. It's 0-1. It's 6-7 and 8 in this order for the A's affiliate. Armenteros a swinging strikeout in the second. 0-1. Flied out of play to the right side, 0-2. Anderson had thrown 49 pitches through his first two innings and then a relatively harmless third, facing four batters with a walk mixed in. 0-2. Just away. One ball, two strikes. Late in that second inning when he threw 28 pitches, there was action out of the bullpen with Andy Rodriguez loosening. 1-2. Strike three called. Armenteros sat down on a fastball at the top of the zone. Third K for Anderson. One out in the fourth inning, and here's Jeremy Eierman. Anderson has been so much better on the road this season than he has been in the friendly confines of Riders Field. It's just one of those things that happens sometimes. The pitch. A curveball just inside. One ball and no strikes. In five games at home, he has a over 7.5 ERA. On the road in five games, he's 4-0 with a 1.67 ERA. The pitch. Strike on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Can't really explain it. It's just how it happens sometimes. Anderson's 1-1. Fouled back. One ball and two strikes. And this start is very similar to some starts that we've seen from Anderson in the fact that he gives up an early big hit or maybe a homer. And then he is able to work back into the game as the pitch is low. It's two balls, two strikes. This season, he's allowed 11 runs in the first inning, 9 in the second, and only 6 in the other innings combined. 2-2. Outside. We're full at three balls, two strikes. Certainly more full counts tonight than we're used to seeing from Ben Anderson. Pull side shift for Eierman. The offering. That's down to the dirt. Ball four and a rare two-walk day for Anderson. His season high is 3 walks. That was back on May 30th. He walked 2 against Corpus Christi on the road in his first start this month. Didn't walk anybody in his most recent start. First pitch to Denzel Clark. He swings and misses at a changeup down and in. It's 0-1. Clark has provided the lone runs today with a 2-run opposite field homer to right back in the second. It's 2-0 Midland. 0-1. He swings and misses at another changeup inside. Anderson has been a ground ball pitcher this year. He readies in the 0-2. Before that, a throw over to first. Not in time. He's rolled 6 double plays, a career high. 44% of the balls put in play against him have been on the ground. 0-2. Swinging a ground ball, squibbed to first and foul. Still no balls and two strikes. The 6 double plays are third most on the team. Nick Krauth leads the way, then Josh Steven, and then Ben Anderson. The Rough Riders have turned the second most double plays this season out of all the non-AAA teams in the minor leagues. 0-2. Up and away, one ball and two strikes. They've been fantastic up the middle. Cody Freeman has turned his fair share at third as well. He's been great at the hot corner. One ball and two strikes on Clark. Offering in. That's up and in. Two balls, two strikes. Anderson's next pitch will be his 82nd. He deals here, and a swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup down and in. Fourth strikeout for Anderson, and he ties his season high with his 82nd pitch. There's Saeed Valenzuela now. Anderson just battling his way through these four innings of work. He readies here from the stretch, deals home. Valenzuela chops it up the first baseline and hooked it foul. It's 0-1. The second baseman singled into center his last time up. First hit of this series. He's now just 3-for-26 head-to-head against the Rough Riders this season. A 115 batting average. Two nothing Midland. 9-0 hitting Valenzuela, the 0-1. Fouled back, it's quickly 0-2. Rosario, the leadoff man, waits on deck. Infield to pull, outfield as well. Oh, 2, just outside in a check swing. One ball and two strikes. Switch hitter Valenzuela batting from the left side. He hasn't been very good on either side this year. 1-2. There's a line drive into right center field, tailing away from Mateo on the run, and he tracks it down, makes the catch, side retired. Nicely done by Mateo on a good first step. No runs, no hits, no errors, a walk. We go to the bottom of the fifth, or excuse me, the top of the fifth, and it's 2-0. Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds in the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Asel Cepeda starts it for the Riders in the top of the fifth inning. James Gonzalez ready from the stretch in the first pitch. It's down and in, one ball and no strikes on Cepeda, who grounded out to short his first trip up. Asel Cepeda, Cooper Johnson, Alex DeGody, the three due up in this fifth inning. Stretch of the pitch. Inside corner. Strike one, one ball and one strike. Gonzalez had cruised through his first three innings, nine up, nine down, and then threw 24 pitches in the fourth. 1-1. Cepeda watches a changeup below the zone. It's two balls and one strike. And looking for a bit of a bounce back inning here in the fifth. Rough Riders left runners on the corners in that fourth inning. 2-1 outside. Three balls and one strike. Rough Riders unable to score. Kellen Strom, who got to third base after singling. 3-1. Swinging a chopper, weakly hit up the third baseline. It just twists foul. Three balls and two strikes. Rangers with a day off today. And they'll start a new series with Kansas City tomorrow at home. 3-2. Fouled away back behind home, and it's still three balls and two strikes. Around the Texas League, we had a no-hitter in a first game of a doubleheader between Corpus Christi and Springfield. The Cardinals no-hitting the Corpus Christi Hooks. The pitch, swing and a miss. Cepeda victimized with a breaking ball down and in. And he strikes out. Third strikeout for Gonzalez. One away, and here's Cooper Johnson. Nothing Midland, top of the fifth. It was the first no-hitter in Springfield Cardinals history. Seven-inning no-hitter. The pitch. Johnson swings and misses at a changeup, and it's 0-1. So game one of the doubleheader went to Springfield 5-0. Springfield currently losing 2-1 in the second. And game number two. 0-1. Inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Wichita and Arkansas locked in a 1-1 tie in the sixth inning. That's a big one for Arkansas as they currently lead the Texas League North. It's a very close division. Springfield and Tulsa are right there with them. The pitch. That one misses low, and it's one ball and two strikes. Tulsa tied at 2 with Northwest Arkansas right now in the fifth. Gonzalez ready from the stretch. He offers home. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. Arkansas leads that division by a game and a half over both Springfield and Tulsa. A funny thing, I mean, that's baseball, but right now, if Midland played in the Texas League North, they would be on top of that division. 2-2. Misses high, 3-2, but because they're in the same division as the Rough Riders, they're eight games behind Frisco, and won't sniff the playoffs in the first half. That's kind of how it goes. Unfortunately, they're paired with the best team in all of AA. 3-2. Breaking ball, strike three call. Johnson down on strikes. Fourth K for Gonzalez, and there are two away. Alex Degoni stands in now, a line out to right field, his first time up. Right-handed batter. First offering in. He takes away. One ball and no strikes. 2-0 Midland. Top of the fifth inning. Frisco's plus 85 run differential. The best in the league. Pitches outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Midland is next best. Tied with Tulsa, 59. Springfield has been a very odd team this year. They have a negative 25 run differential, but they're three games over 500. Pitch home. There's a fly ball into right center field. Sending Trinkle back into the alley. He's got it measured, though, and he makes the grab. Side retired. Riders down in order. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We move to the bottom of the fifth. It's 2-0. Rockhounds lead it on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy.
Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Andy Rodriguez, the new pitcher for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the fifth inning. Frisco, a 2-0 deficit to the Midland Rockhounds. 25-year-old taking over for Ben Anderson, who went four innings in his start, allowing two runs on four hits. He struck out four and walked two. First pitch home. Outside to Jason Rosario, one ball and no strikes. The Cuban, 6'1", 165 on the mound. He winds in the 1-0. And that's up and in. Two balls and no strikes. 1-0 this year with a 2.32 earned run average. Across 18 outings, 31 innings pitched, 30 strikeouts to 11 walks. He's done a wonderful job at limiting hits this year. Opponents just hitting 178 against him. 2-0. Fits a slider on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. Rodriguez has gone six consecutive outings without allowing a run as the pitch is fouled back here, and it's two balls and two strikes. That's spanning 9 2/3 innings of scoreless consecutive baseball. He rocks in the 2-2. Flared out of play down the left field line. Hey, and a nice catch by a fan out there on the berm. Young man brought his glove and made the play. Two balls, two strikes on Rosario. Here's the wind back in the 2-2. That one misses high. Three balls, two strikes. That's why you bring your glove right there. As a young kid, an opportunity to make a catch on a foul ball. I have to say, he deserved way more applause than he got from the fans here. 3-2. That bounces down to the dirt, skips away for ball four. And it went into the Rough Riders dugout. So a walk for Rosario, and Jack Winkler stands in now. First walk in the last three outings out of the bullpen for Rodriguez. It's the top of the order due up for Midland in this fifth. Winkler 1-for-2 with a single. He pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. Pitch home. Inside, one ball and no strikes. Winkler is now 4-for-10 in the series. Rodriguez pitches, swing and a miss. Good slider off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Winkler has been a doubles machine this year. The 1-1. And the dirt off the outside corner. Johnson able to pick it on a backhand, and it's two balls and one strike. Winkler, 18 doubles, one behind Cody Thomas, his teammate, who's now up in AAA. 19 for Thomas to lead the league. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good. Breaking ball below the zone. It's two balls and two strikes. If you ask Rodriguez, he calls it a slider. It's a really big downer slider, though. He goes four-seam cutter, slider, and change. 2-2. He throws it again. It's popped up on the left side. Freeman over to the warning track, and it leaks into the stands. Still two balls, two strikes. 2-0 Midland. We play in the fifth. Runner at first, nobody out. Malone waiting on deck in the three hole. 2-2 on the way. Runner takes off, swinging a fly ball foul at a play to the right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. Rosario heads back to first. Ben Anderson, certainly not the start that the Rough Riders expected out of him today. A guy who has shown an ability to consistently go deep in ball games. Season high 86 pitches across four innings, though. 2-2. Well outside. Three balls, two strikes. Very patient Midland Rockhounds team. They've actually put the first pitch in play the second fewest times in the Texas League this year. And not once tonight did they put the first pitch in play yet. Throw over to first is close, but not in time. Rosario back in. Rodriguez always smiling and always dancing. And always singing, too. He's ready from the stretch. Another throw over to first. Not in time again. Just a joy to be around. It was so much fun to watch him and Max Acosta last week film telling dad jokes to each other. 3-2, runner takes off. It's low and away. Ball four, back-to-back walks to start off this fifth inning. Brennan Malone makes his way to the plate. Cooper Johnson goes out and is going to have a chat with Rodriguez. Acosta and Rodriguez, and actually here comes John Goble as well, the Riders' pitching coach. Those two were just howling, laughing, telling these jokes to each other. And it's funny when you translate it into English, they aren't very funny because, you know, a lot of them are puns. It doesn't really work when you separate the languages. They thought they were hilarious. It was a lot of fun just to watch them, even though you didn't know what they were saying if you don't speak Spanish. It's just fun to be around people who are having fun. That's what the case was. Rare two-walk outing for him. This is the first time since his first appearance of the season back on April 6th that he has walked two, and it comes consecutively to start this fifth inning. 2-0 Midland, bottom of the fifth, two aboard, nobody out for Brennan Malone. He's lined out to third and flied out to center in his two trips. First pitch, swing and a miss, and a good slider in the dirt, 0-1. Malone, a big-time free swinger. He'll also draw his fair share of walks. Above average on base percentage this season. Rodriguez ready. Picks back to second. And they got him. Rosario picked off at second base on a perfectly designed pick play for the Rough Riders. Probably talked about it in that mound visit. And Rodriguez, a jump spin throwback to second base, and they pick off Rosario for the first out. As soon as the second baseman Rodriguez broke to the bag, the pitch is a slider away in the dirt, and it's 1-1. As soon as he broke towards the bag, Rodriguez jumped up, spun through to second base, and they picked off Rosario. We've seen that play run to perfection a few times this season for the Riders. 1-1. Up and away, and it's two balls and one strike. So now a runner at first and one down. And that looks significantly different than first and second and nobody out. 2-1, runner takes off, pitches low and away. Throw down to second is a good one, and he got him. How about that? Cooper Johnson pegs out Winkler trying to steal, and the two walks are a race in a blink of an eye. Tough pitch for Johnson to throw on, low and away, and he threw a dart down to second base. And that's winning baseball right there. 3-1 offering to Malone. He fouls it away to the right side. We're full at 3-2. So a pickoff, and then two pitches later, a caught stealing. Three and two. Offering home. Fouled away again to the right side. Still 3-2. Johnson just continues what has been a torrid pace for him throwing out base runners this season. He's now thrown out 13 of 32 and have gone against him. A 40% clip. Anything around 30% is fantastic. And he's thrown out 40%. 3-2 again. Swinging a soft grounder up the middle. The shortstop to Godey's got it. He slings it to first and retires Malone. And Rodriguez, despite walking the first two, faces the minimum in the fifth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders trail 2-0 to the top of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Daniel Mateo leads it off for the Riders, trailing 2-0 in this sixth inning. 9-1-2 for Frisco. A two-run homer, the difference today from Denzel Clark back in the second inning. James Gonzalez, the starter, is still out there for Midland. He's ready from the stretch, and he offers home. Mateo shows bunt, pulls back, takes way down and in, all the way back to the backstop. It's one ball and no strikes. A good portion of the order to have up to start something against Gonzalez. The Rough Riders have only had one inning in which they had any base runners against him. They stranded two in the fourth. 1-0 inside. Two balls and no strikes. Mateo in a good count to do some damage here against him. Only one extra base hit on the season for Mateo. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Big rip. Came up empty on a high fastball. 2-1. He calls time and steps out. Four strikeouts for Gonzalez through five innings of work. A long fourth inning, but outside of that, he's been pretty efficient, working on 80 pitches. 2-1. Change up top of the zone, a strike. 2-2. And some action out of the bullpen for Midland. It's a right-hander loosening. The pitch is a swing and a foul back into the glove of McGuire, the catcher And it's the fifth strikeout for Gonzalez. And it made Mateo look foolish there. Tyler Baum is loosening it out and right. Here's Kellen Strom, who has the only hit today for Frisco, a single in the fourth. First pitch. Misses below the zone in the dirt. It's one ball and no strikes. Strom hitting 288 on the year this season, but 315 against left-handed pitching. It's been much better against lefties. 1-0. He swings and chops it foul up the third baseline. One ball and one strike. A couple doubles for him yesterday to give him 10 on the season. 15 extra base hits. You'd love to see the power numbers jump up for Strom. Get a couple more homers before the All-Star break. He had 10 homers back in 2022, just 5 last year. Riders trailing 2-0. 1-1. On the inside corner with a breaking ball for a strike. 1-2. And Strom calls time and steps out. There are not many who emote after every pitch like Kellen Strom, whether he's frustrated at the umpire, frustrated at himself, a head tilt, a crouching at the plate. 1-2. In the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Change up there from James Gonzalez. Strom climbs back in. Two on the way. Swinging a soft roller up the third baseline. Ironman charges, picks, throws in a run to first. Just in time. Pretty play from Ironman. Got rid of it quickly with some oomph behind it. And he gets Strom. 2 outs for Freitner Chavez now. Still only one hit for the Riders. Chavez lined out to short back in the first, grounded out to short in the fourth. 0-2. Pitch home. He takes down. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Side shift on the infield. 1-0. He swings, hits it hard back through the wickets of Gonzalez. The second baseman, Valenzuela's got it, and he throws him out at first base. So another 1-2-3 inning. 7 in a row retired by Gonzalez. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom six next. Riders trail 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
All that I want in this life is the chance Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Tristan Polly on the mound for the Rough Riders as we make our way to the bottom of the sixth inning. Polly taking over for Andy Rodriguez as he went one inning, walking two, but getting out of it unscathed. First pitch to Shane McGuire. Left-hander hits it in the air down the left side, sinking quickly and foul. It's 0-1. This Rough Riders bullpen has been phenomenal over the last four series for the Rough Riders. In this series, they've gone six innings in the first two games without allowing a run. McGuire steps out. Here's the stretch from Polly. He offers home. Outside. One ball and one strike. Over the last four series, the Rough Riders bullpen has a ridiculous 1.35 ERA. They've gone 17-4 over this stretch. The pitch. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2, and a large part of that has been the bullpen. Bullpen does not have a loss, meaning they have not blown a game to give the other team the lead for good at any time during this stretch. 1-2, swing and a miss, got him. Slider away, he strikes out McGuire. One away here in the sixth inning. Riders trailing 2-0. And a trickle bats now. Sweep of San Antonio, a split against Corpus, six-game sweep against Amarillo, and then 1-1 so far here against Midland. Pitch home. High, one ball, no strikes. The Riders had just one sweep of a series, six games or longer in their franchise's history coming in to this season. And then they had two sweeps in a three-week span. Pitch is low and outside. 2-0. Bullpen at 1.35 ERA. Including last week against Amarillo when they threw 23 2/3 innings, allowing just two runs, a 0.76 ERA over the course of a whole series. Dominant stuff. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Slider away. 2-1. That'll win you a lot of games. Bullpen overall in June, a 1.01 ERA. Allowed just seven earned runs. The pitch. Low and outside. Three balls and one strike. Can't talk enough about this pitching staff. Rough Riders trail 2-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-1. Low and outside, back to the backstop, a walk of Trinkle. One out base runner. Lazaro Armenteros the batter now. Armenteros has struck out twice today, once looking, once swinging. And time call, Paulie has to tie his shoe. Rough Riders have allowed 37 fewer runs than the next best team in the Texas League on the pitching staff side of things. Here's the stretch and the offering home. That one misses high, 1-0. More than anything, though, their defense has helped them win a lot of games because they haven't had very many errors and thus haven't given up very many unearned runs. There are 24 unearned runs allowed, are the fewest in the league. 1-0. Up and away, ball two, and Cooper Johnson runs out and has a chat with Pauly, joined by Degody. Riders have put it all together very nicely during this stretch to help them clinch hoping for a late comeback win in this one today. Degote jogs back out to his position. Johnson back behind the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Armenteros, right-handed batter. Offering it. Just inside, three balls and no strikes. Well, Andy Rodriguez walked the first two he saw in the fifth inning, but then picked off Rosario at second and then got a caught stealing of Jack Winkler. 3-0 pitch. Down and in, ball four, back-to-back walks. So four walks in the last two innings for this Rough Riders bullpen. Jeremy Eierman stands in now.
Third baseman, Jeremy Eierman.
Frisco had just walked two in six innings in this series out of the bullpen coming into this one. Left-hander stretches, deals to the righty. Eierman pops it up. On the infield right side, Rodriguez, the second baseman under it. Infield fly rule in effect. He makes the catch. Two down for Denzel Clark now. Big one pitch out to Eierman. First time that a Midland hitter has swung at the first pitch and put it in play tonight. Denzel Clark, the two-run homer in the second, providing the difference in this game. 2-0 Midland. Here's the stretch. Offering home. Clark grounds it down the third baseline. Freeman backhands, takes it to the third base bag himself, and retires the side with ease. No runs on no hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We move to the top of the seventh inning. It's the Rough Riders trailing 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Baum, the new pitcher on the mound, as we go to the top of the seventh inning for the Midland Rockhounds. It's 2-0 Midland out in front. 3-4-5 due up for the Rough Riders. It's Liam Hicks, Cody Freeman, and Caber Rodriguez. Good start today for James Gonzalez. He goes six shutout innings, allowing just one hit. Rough Riders happy to see him go. First pitch is way high and outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Going all the way back to the backstop. Right-hander on the hill. Low three-quarter arm slot delivery. 1-0 pitch. That's up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. A much better matchup for Hicks than the left-on-left. Hitting better against right-handed pitching than he has against left-handed pitching this year. The offering in. He checks his swing and went around. Couldn't check it. Two balls and one strike. Against righties, he's hitting 288 with an 826 OPS. Against lefties, just 235. 2-1. Takes a changeup low and away, 3-1. That OPS against lefties, just 561. So much better against the right-handers. Offering in. Up and away, ball four. He draws a walk. So Hicks aboard via free pass to start off the seventh. He's the third base runner for the Rough Riders today. And that brings Cody Freeman to the plate. Freeman 0 for 1 with a walk. Just 1 for 9 in the series. And one hit, an RBI double last night. First offering. He takes a strike in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Gabriel Rodriguez waiting on deck. This is a good part of the order to try and get up on the board. Riders have been good in these situations, late and close. 0-1. Breaking ball inside. Two ball, make it one ball and one strike. The Riders have the best batting average by far in the Texas League in these situations. Boy, have they been good winning ball games late this season as well. Offering in. Freeman watches low. Two balls and one strike. Rough Riders went trailing after six innings this year. Have won four games. They're 4-17. Throw over to first, not in time. Hicks back in safely. Riders have 16 come-from-behind wins this year out of their 44. Pitch is fouled away back behind home to the right. It's 0-2, or excuse me, 2-2. And, you know, in this game, they do trail 2-0, but they have played really well defensively. Freeman's been a part of that with a nice diving catch at third. They pitched not well necessarily, but well enough to keep him in the game, of course. 2-2. He swings and pops it up on the right side. Down the right field line, Malone giving it a look, and it's foul out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. Just been the offense that has been lagging behind. Hopefully starting to jumpstart something here in the seventh. That leadoff walk. Ball leaked back out onto the field. Sean Sparling, our first base umpire, goes over and grabs it. Two balls and two strikes on Freeman. Hicks leads from first, not great speed. Offering home. Swinging a line drive past the third baseman, Ironman, and out into left field. Cody Freeman with a sharply stung single out into left. Rough Riders are their first two aboard here in the seventh. And here comes the Rough Riders offense. Gabriel Rodriguez takes his turn now. Second hit for Frisco. First since the fourth inning. Rodriguez grounded out to third and grounded out to first in his first two trips to the plate. And now trying to get the first hit with a runner in scoring position for the Rough Riders. The pitch, he shows bunt and pulls back, watches on the inside edge for a strike. It's 0-1. They're trying to move him up for Jesus Cepeda, who stands on deck. Rodriguez looking for his first hit in this series as well, 0 for 7. 0-1. Fouled away back behind home. It's quickly 0-2. The Riders are 0 for 3 with runners in scoring position tonight, and all three of those at-bats coming after Kellen Strom in the fourth, singled and moved to second on an error and then stole third. The Riders could not push him in. 0-2. Swinging a foul back and out of McGuire's glove behind home. It's still no balls and two strikes. Riders are the second best team this season in the league with runners in scoring position. Though they haven't been as consistent recently. Riders are hitting .251 over the last 30 games with runners in scoring position. Time called. Rodriguez steps out, adjusts the batting gloves. No balls and two strikes on him. The pitch. He swings and lofts it down the left field line. Armenteros on the run, and he makes the catch. Throw back to second. In time to get Hicks. He got doubled off. Oh, brother. Hicks went way too far off the second base bag and gets doubled off. It's a double play. So F7-4 double play, and there's two outs now with a runner at first. A rare mistake for the Rough Riders. As Armenteros made the catch and looked up, saw Hicks was halfway in between second and third. And now here's Jesus Cepeda. Throw goes over to first, not in time to get Freeman. 2-0, Riders trailing the Rockhounds. Cepeda has just one home run this season, though he does have the power to tie up this game. The pitch. He takes down and in. One ball and no strikes. 0-2 today with a ground out and a strikeout, though you'd like to see him face a lefty here. He's much better against left-handers than he is against righties. Stretch in the 1-0. He swings and pops this one up into shallow right field. Trenkel coming in. He can't find it and now locates it and makes the catch, crossing over into foul territory. Side retired. Rough Riders squander an opportunity. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It's time to stretch. 2-0 Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tristan Pauley returns to the hill for the Rough Riders. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Frisco down 2-0. Saeed Valenzuela starts it off, and the first pitch is inside. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders in danger offensively of being shut out today. Frisco hasn't been shut out since May 4th at Corpus. Since May 23rd against Midland. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. Up and away. Two balls and no strikes. 24 straight games without being shut out is the longest active streak in the Texas League. Pauley looks in, and the 2-0, up and away. Three balls and no strikes. Pauley's had some trouble with his command today. He offers. Up and away. Ball four. So Valenzuela draws a leadoff walk. That's the fifth Rough Riders walk for this bullpen. And their seventh on the game. Top of the order now in Jason Rosario. Sun starting to set here in Midland. First pitch. It's on the inside corner. A strike. It's 0-1. Really beautiful night for baseball. It was overcast and there's a little bit of blue skies poking through, giving a nice pinkish hue on the clouds beyond right field. 0-1. Rosario shows bunt, pulls back, takes up and in. It's one ball and one strike. It's ballpark. Momentum Bank Ballpark that opened back in 2002. Seated capacity of 4,700. They can fit just under 7,000 in here with berm seating. 1-1 pitch from Polly. Low and away. Two balls, one strike. Rockhounds have been around since 1972. They first played in Christensen Stadium, which opened back here in 1952 in Midland. 2-1. Outside corner is strike, and it's 2-2. They still play games at Christensen Stadium here, though. It's college games and high school games here in the Midland area. No more Rockhounds games. This stadium opened the year before the Rough Riders franchise began. 2-2. That misses low. Three balls and two strikes. Rockhounds have had some really talented players in their history. Of course, going back since 1972, you're going to. 3-2. Strike three called. Got him on the upper edge outside corner. Big pitch by Tristan Polly. One away. Jack Winkler makes his way to the plate. And here comes Carlos Cardoza out of the Rough Riders dugout. He's going to make the pitching change. Brian Chi will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen. And he will face Jack Winkler. It's 2-0. Rough Riders trail the Midland Rockhounds. Pitching change on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Brian Chi, the new pitcher for the Rough Riders, as we make our way back to the seventh inning. It's one out, one on. Riders down at 2-0. Jack Winkler, right-handed batter, facing the right-hander Chi. He stretches and pitches home. Swing and a miss. First offering low and away with a breaking ball. 25-year-old is 6 foot, 205 pounds. The Rough Riders this year making his seventh appearance, a 4.20 ERA. He's been better as of late, though. He readies and offers into Winkler. On the outside corner, a strike, 0-2. In his last three outings, he's allowed just one run across 8 1/3. Long relief for him. 2 innings, 3 1/3, and 3 innings. He sets in the 0-2. Misses down in the dirt. 1-2. His shortest outing this year for the Rough Riders is 2 innings. It's been a staple long relief man. One ball and 2 strikes. G ready from the stretch. And a throw over to first base is not in time. Winkler today has walked and singled. He's 1-for-2. The pitch. Swinging a line drive up the middle, and it leaks through into center. It's a base hit for Jack Winkler. Valenzuela up to second. One out, two on now for Brennan Malone. Dangerous situation. Malone is 0-for-3. He's lined out to third, flied out to center, and grounded out to short. Play in the bottom of the seventh inning. G rocks and offers. Just inside, 1-0. This is when you'd love a double play ball. Malone open stance, his left heel up in the air. 1-0. He flies it down the right side, and it's out of play. 1-1. Peeking at what's going on in the Texas League North, Arkansas now leads 2-1 in the ninth against Wichita, so they have a chance to keep their 1.5-game lead no matter what happens in the Tulsa-Northwest Arkansas game. Or the Springfield Corpus Christi game, as the pitch is low and inside. Back pick down to first, not in time. And they call interference on Chavi. Oh, man. So both runners move up to second and third as Chavez came in from behind the plate to receive the throw. And Sean Sparling said he impeded Winkler getting back to the first base bag. And so interference moves both runners up. Carlos Cardoza exploding out of the Riders' dugout and demanding an explanation from Sparling. And those two talking in between the mound and first base. It was a really nice back pick throw from Johnson, and it looked like they got him, but Johnson saying that Chavez got in the way of him as he was coming from behind him. And Cardoza still talking with Sparling. That's what Cardoza has done such a nice job of, is not being demonstrative and angry and irate with umpires. He has conversations with them, and so that makes it so they don't throw him out as much. And Carlos is still arguing with him. And he's trying to understand the call. He's getting more words in than Sparling is. And they're still talking. Fans here starting to get a little bit impatient. It's 2-0 Midland as we play here in the seventh. And two runners in scoring position now. And there he goes. He just got thrown out. Yeah, that was the final straw for Sparling. So Carlos Cardoza ejected here in the seventh inning for arguing the interference call. So Kavika Emsley-Pye will more than likely take over the managerial duties. He's still out there discussing it. Trevor Matthews has come over the home plate umpire. Third time that Lose has been ejected this season. still trying to plead his case, not believing the call. Taking his time, still talking about it with the umpires. And now pointing out to the outfield, pointing towards home plate. The leash just seemed like it was getting too long. And he finishes it with a "You're wrong." You could read his lips. And now he's back to the dugout. So Carlos will hand a lineup card to Kavika. And Carlos will have to spend the rest of the day in the clubhouse. Oh, two balls and one strike. And time called. And Carlos is still in the dugout. Have to wait for him to exit the dugout and walk down the third base line. He's taking his time. Brian Chi gets some warm-up pitches in. There goes Los. Our pregame interview guest from earlier today, Cardoza, is done. Off his coach's helmet to Anthony, the assistant clubhouse attendant. Anthony going to Arkansas next year. He'll be a student manager for the Razorbacks baseball team. So two balls and one strike on Malone. Cardoza is into the tunnel. We are ready for play here in the seventh. Infield in for the Riders. Pitch home from Chi. Malone swings and misses, and it's now 2-2. Good breaking ball below the zone. And Malone steps out and calls time. Still just one out in the inning. Strikeout here would be massive. He readies and brings it. Down in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes. Malone has hit the ball hard a few times in this series, though he doesn't have anything to show for it in terms of hits. 0 for his last 10. There's the stretch of the pitch. Now that a play to the right side. Still three balls, two strikes. So Carlos Cardoza ejected, arguing an obstruction call at first base on a back pick attempt, allowing both runners to move up to second and third. G readies. The 3-2. Grounded foul into the Riders' dugout on the left side. Still three balls, two strikes. Shane McGuire on deck. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. G ready is the pitch home. Check swing. He didn't go. Ball 4. Base is loaded. So now Shane McGuire, the left-handed batter, hits with the bases loaded and one down. And we'll see if the infield now backs up. They do. Quarters in. Up the middle, they're back to turn two. Stretch in the pitch. Swinging a foul. Back into Johnson's glove. It's 0-1. Chi trying to wiggle his way out of this jam here in the seventh inning. It's 2-0 Midland. Bottom seven. Valenzuela at third. Winkler at second. Malone at first. And Chi, the 0-1. Below the zone, missing with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. 94 from Chi. A Rough Riders winning yesterday to even this series up 6-2. They haven't mustered any offense today, trying to keep it a 2-0 game. 1-1. Swinging a fly ball, popped up into shallow right field. Cepeda coming in, he's under it. He makes the grab. Valenzuela tags and bluffs from third. And nearly a bad throw that got away from Cooper Johnson. He had to vacate home plate about 10 feet to his right to make the grab. Valenzuela remains at third. So two down and Caden Trinkle bats, and that's one where you'd like Cepeda to just hit the cutoff man Chavez and not try and play hero. Valenzuela, there's no way he was going to tag on that ball. Way too shallow in right field. So here's Caden Trinkle. 1-for-2 with a walk and a single. Bases remain loaded with two down now. Cheese pitch. Swinging a foul into Johnson's glove. It's 0-1. Armenteros on deck. She one out away from wiggling out of this thing. He lets it go. Fouled out of play to the left side. It's 0-2. Good Thursday night baseball game here in Midland. G readies. 0-2. Down in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Trinkle's single into right field in the second was his first hit of the series. G readies the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him in a dirt. Johnson steps on the plate to retire the side, and the Rough Riders get out of it. Brian Chi, no runs, allowing one hit, no errors, and the bases left loaded. We go into the top of the eighth inning. The Rough Riders trail 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Cooper Johnson leads off the eighth inning for the Riders. First pitch outside from Baum, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's 2-0. Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds, trying to get some offense going here late in this ball game. Johnson 0-for-2 with a couple strikeouts, and the pitch rides up and in. And it's two balls and no strikes. Carlos Cardoza ejected from this game. The Rough Riders manager in that bottom of the seventh inning arguing an obstruction call at first base. 2-0 pitch to Johnson. That's outside. It's three balls and no strikes on the Riders catcher to start off the inning. Frisco had an opportunity in the seventh. Hicks led it off with a walk. Cody Freeman singled. But then Caber Rodriguez flied out. The pitch, On the inside corner, a strike. It's 3-1. Flat out to left field, and Hicks was way too far off the bag at second. He ended up getting doubled off at second base. 3-1. Swinging a line shot into left center field. Clark on the run, dives, and makes the catch. Johnson hit it on the screws, but Denzel Clark able to track it down for a diving catch in left center field. And he robs Johnson of sure to be extra bases off the bat. Really nice play from Clark. The ball was scalded into left center, and Clark able to track it down. Alex DeGody now, first pitch, quivers across the inside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. And DeGody didn't like the call. 0-1, one out here in the eighth inning. Two nothing Midland. Bomb ready, and he deals home. Low and away, one ball and one strike. Bomb stretches. A 26-year-old fires. Breaking ball is high. Two balls, one strike. The Orlando, Florida native, Tyler Baum out of UNC, former second-round pick by the A's back in 2019. The pitch fouled away to the right side. It's 2-2. He was originally a starting pitcher, and in 2022 transitioned to the bullpen. Decent season last year. The 3.54 ERA, struggling with the Rockhounds with an ERA just shy of 7. This pitch is fouled away to the right side, and it's still two balls and two strikes. While splitting time between Midland and Las Vegas this season, he's struggled. A 5.65 ERA here in AA, an ERA north of 9 in AAA. 2-2. A line drive in a left center field. Armenteros back, and he's there to make the catch. Man, another hard hit ball by the Riders that does not find grass. Two down. And Daniel Mateo makes his way to the plate. 2-0 Midland. Top of the eighth inning. Mateo represented the ninth spot in the order. 0-2 today with a ground out to third and a strikeout. Bomb readies and fires. Fouled away to the right side. It's 0-1. Riders have only stranded three on the base pass tonight and haven't had many opportunities with runners in scoring position. They're 0-4 in those instances. 0-1. A line drive into center field. An easy play for Clark this time. He's there and puts it away head high. Three line drive outs for the Rough Riders in the eighth inning. The run sits, airs, nobody left on base. Bottom eight next. Riders trailing 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, the Rough Riders down 2-0 to Midland. Lazaro Armenteros leading things off against Brian G. back out for his first full inning of work. Got the last two outs, stranded, the bases loaded in the seventh. First pitch from the right-hander. Low, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Riders with the longest active streak of not getting shut out in the Texas League at 24 consecutive games. Frisco also, by losing 2-1 in the opener, they fell for the first time this season when allowing three or fewer runs. The pitch. It's outside. It's two balls and no strikes. So that could be the second such instance after not doing it for their first 36 times they allowed three or fewer. The pitch. Armenteros watches a strike in the outside corner with a slider, and it's 2-1. Game of baseball is funny that way. 2-1. Outside, three balls and one strike. Riders still do have three outs to work with on the offensive side, and they'll have their top of the order due up when they do go to the top of the ninth. G, the 3-1. Swinging a line drive into left field. It's a base hit. On a 3-1 offering, got a pitch at the bottom of the zone and yanked it into left. Only the sixth hit for Midland today. Two runs, six hits, and an error for Midland. No runs, two hits, and no errors for the Rough Riders. Jeremy Eierman takes his turn, stepping in from the right side. More action out of the bullpen for the Rockhounds. First pitch. Down and in. One ball on no strikes. It's Dennis Correa who's loosening. Danny's Correa, I should say. One out. Popped up. Right side. Foul ground. Chavez watched it go foul. Ball on a strike. Two nothing Midland. Bottom of the eighth inning. Ben Anderson went four innings in his start, allowing two runs. Andy Rodriguez, Tristan Polly, and Brian G have combined to go scoreless so far out of the bullpen. Right-hander readies. 1-1. Low and outside. Two balls and one strike. G has his sign again. He sets and deals home. Chopper foul. Third base side. Two balls, two strikes. Play game four of this series tomorrow with Nick Krauth on the mound for the Rough Riders. Seven o'clock, first pitch tomorrow. G readies and brings in the 2-2. Ironman watches low. We're full at three balls and two strikes. Gunnar Hoglund gets the ball tomorrow for the Rockhounds. Or Hoglund, beg your pardon. Throw goes over to first, not in time to get Armenteros. Krauth 5-2 with a 4.94 ERA. Hoglund 6-4 with a 3.45 earned run average. Right-hander brings in the 3-2. It's popped foul out of play to the right side. Still three balls and two strikes. Armenteros leading off of first. Dangling his right arm in between his legs. The 3-2. Line drive into center field. That sinks in front of Mateo. It's a base hit. Throw back behind Armenteros at second, and it's just offline. He widely turned around second, and the throw was too far behind him, and Rodriguez couldn't pick it and get to the bag in time. They would have had him with a good throw instead. It's runners at first and second, and nobody out for Denzel Clark, who's provided the only offense in today's game with a two-run homer back in the second inning. Time called. Here comes John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, out of the dugout. Nobody warming currently in the Rough Riders bullpen. Alan Strom going over and chatting with the bullpen guys in the left field corner. Nobody out in this eighth inning. Brian Chee having to try and wiggle out of this jam. Facing Clark, was 1-for-3 with that two-run homer. Really impressive opposite field shot down the right field line. Up onto the berm over the bullpen. That's that 2-0 Midland lead. Goble taking his time out on the mound.
Attention fans, we expect the 10 million fans to walk through the gates tomorrow night.
But Denzel Clark standing in from the right side. High navy socks. G delivers. Low, 1-ball, no strikes. Wind softly blowing in from left center field. This is the least windy day we've had in this series. Up over 20 miles an hour the last 2 days, blowing in. 1-0 pitch. Clark grounds it to short. DeGody's got it. On to second for one. Rodriguez rifles to first. Save. Oh, man. Sean Sparling calling him safe at first base. And the Rough Riders infield can't believe it. Oh, man. Now the entire infield is arguing with Nate Diedrich, the third base umpire, for some reason. Here comes Kavika Emsley-Pye. And he's going to go out and get an explanation from Diedrich. Clark certainly looked out at first. They're pointing at second base now. Not really sure what they'd be talking to Diedrich about unless it was some kind of interference at second. They might be asking if it should have been an interference call at second with the slide from Ironman. Kavika is certainly looks like he's making that argument. After Carlos Cardoza was already ejected earlier in this game. Diedrich and Kavika talking to left side of the mound. Still an argument going on. And now Alex DeGody coming over, and Trevor Matthews, the home plate umpire, stepping in front of him. The umpires are not making many friends. Whoa, and actually here comes Acosta, and it looks like DeGody may have been ejected as Max Acosta has come out, and he started to throw the ball. Yeah, and Alex DeGody was ejected. So DeGody, the Rough Riders shortstop, has been ejected from this game, and Max Acosta comes out and he takes over at shortstop for the Riders. Man, so the Rough Riders having an ejection from their manager and their shortstop in the same game. This has been an eventful night. Trailing 2-0. I didn't see the actual ejection. It must have been Nate Diedrich who tossed him on what looked like a double play called safe at first. And DeGody must have said something, and Diedrich must have tossed him. So DeGody ejected from this game. Runners on the corners on the fielder's choice then went 6-4. And one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Riders trailing 2-0. Here's Saeed Valenzuela. What a weird game this has been on a Thursday night. Degote is walking down the left field line towards the Riders clubhouse, so gotta wait till he exits the playing field. And now we are good to go. 9-0 hitting Saeed Valenzuela bats. Chi ready from the stretch of the pitch. He shows bunt, pulls back, takes low and outside, 1-0. They're cornered right now with Armenteros at third, Clark at first. Acosta, the new shortstop for the Rough Riders. Low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Degote just batted in the eighth inning, so barring a big inning for the Riders, Acosta probably won't see the plate. 2-0. Low and outside. Three balls and no strikes now from Chi. Still nobody loosening in the Frisco bullpen. This is Chi's inning. One down. Looking for a ground ball here. He brings in the 3-0. Over the heart of the plate for a strike, 3-1. Degote is the first player to be ejected for the Rough Riders this year. Frisco had only had three ejections all season, two from Cardoza and one from Ryan Tuntlin, their hitting coach, coming into this one. Throw goes over to first, not in time. And now two ejections on this Thursday night game. With Cardoza, their manager, and Degote, the shortstop. Valenzuela, 1-for-2 with a walk. Chi, the 3-1. Swinging a ground ball through the left side. It's a base hit. Armenteros scores. It's now 3-0. Valenzuela's second hit today. He came in batting just 156 and just against the Rough Riders, 2-for-25 this season. Couple of hits. Top of the order now in Jason Rosario. First run this bullpen is allowed in the series. Initial pitch. Fouled away back behind home. It's 0-1. 3-0 Midland. First run since the second. Chi, the 0-1 pitch. Up and in. One ball and one strike. In a game that hasn't had many runs, it's been quite eventful. Rough Riders have had problems with their command, and this is the first time it's come back to bite them all game. The pitch. Up and away for a strike. Just catching the corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. The Riders have walked eight batters tonight. That's the first walk that is scored. Two from Anderson, the starter. Two from Rodriguez. Three from Pauly. One from Chi, and it's that one from Chi that has crossed the plate. 1-2. Bouncing ball up the first baseline. It's foul. Still one ball and two strikes. Okay, so Cepeda has to go collect it down the right field line. Tosses it to some fans up on the berm. Three runs on eight hits for Midland. No runs on two hits for the Riders tonight. Single from Strom, single from Freeman. G ready is in the 1-2. Foul back. Still one ball and two strikes with runners at first and second, and still just one down in this bottom of the eighth inning. Chi with the glove pinned to his left hip, and now some action out of the Riders' bullpen. Chi stretches the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider. Got him below the zone. There's out number two here in the eighth inning. Second strikeout for Chi. It's Ricky DeVito who starts to loosen in the Frisco pen. Winkler, 2-for-3 with a walk. He stands in. Right-handed batter, the pitch. He swings, lines it into right center. It's a base hit. Clark around third. He crosses home. Now the runner, Valenzuela, from first. He wheels around third. No throw to the plate. Two-run double for Jack Winkler, his third hit today and sixth of the series. And it's blown open. It's now 5-0. There's a shot up the right center field. Alley just kept on rolling on Mateo, who was able to cut it off just shy of the warning track. And that deep alley in right center. Here's Brennan Malone now with three runs in here in the eighth inning. And G offers. Swinging a drive out to left field. Down the line, Strom over, and he runs it down to make the catch. Inning over. Rough Riders surrender three runs, though. It's 5-0. Midland down in front. Top nine next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th. Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Stars and Stripes weekend opens up on the 4th of July, so make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th as the Rough Riders face off against the Arkansas Travelers. Don't forget that on Saturday, July 6th, your kids can run the base paths after the game just like the Rough Riders do with Kids Run the Bases postgame presented by Raising Cane's. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the ninth inning, Denis Correa takes over on the hill for Midland. It's 5-0. Rockhounds lead it with three runs in the bottom of the eighth to blow this one open. Two runs in the second and three in the eighth for Midland. Trying to take a 2-1 series advantage. Top of the order due up for the Rough Riders. Kellen Strom, Franer Chavez, and Liam Hicks. Josh Hatcher is now our first base coach. With Kavika Emslie-Pye at third base. Tyler Wolf is the bench coach with Ryan Tuntlin with his week off, the hitting coach. You need someone back there in the dugout. So Kellen Strom faces Denis Correa. First pitch, low and outside. One ball and no strikes. Strom is 1-for-3 today. A single, 1-0. Correa fits it on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Third pitcher today for the Rockhounds. James Gonzalez went 6 in his start. Tyler Baum went 2 innings, and now Denis Correa. 24-year-old out of Columbia. 1-1. Outside. Two balls and one strike. Correa, a former member of the Cubs system. Also at the Red system last year. He offers in. That's up and away, and it's three balls and one strike with a 96-mile-an-hour heater. So far this year, making his sixth appearance with Midland, a 4.15 ERA. He's also pitched in four games with Las Vegas at the AAA level. Allowing three runs in three innings. The pitch. Low and outside. Ball four. He walks Kellen Strom to lead things off here in the ninth inning, and Freiner Chavez makes his way to the plate. Walks have been the issue for him this year. Big-time strikeout, big-time walk guy. In those three innings in Las Vegas, he walked eight. Last season in 32 innings, he walked 23. This season, he's walked 10 in 12 innings. First pitch to Freiner Chavez. Switch hitter batting left. Takes down and in. One ball and no strikes. 5-0 Midland. Top of the ninth inning. Riders trying to mount a late comeback here on this Thursday night. Correa from the belt. And time called by the catcher, McGuire. Strom takes his lead from first. 1-0. Strike on the outside corner of the breaking ball. Ball and a strike to Chavi. It's not the Rough Riders' night on the offensive side tonight. Just two hits, both of them singles after six doubles yesterday. 1-1. Just inside, two balls and one strike. Rough Riders have tended to hit homers in bunches when they do come. Just no home runs so far in this series. Not a safe situation for Correa. 3-1 or 2-1. A swing and a miss and an elevated fastball, and it's now 2-2. Chavez steps out, tucks the bat underneath his left arm, adjusts the batting gloves. Game four of this series tomorrow. Rough Riders turn to Nick Krauth on the mound, 5-2 with a 4.94 ERA. Gunnar Hoagland on the other side for Midland. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. High fastball. He struck him out. One down for Liam Hicks. Five runs on nine hits tonight for Midland. Hicks 0 for 2 with a walk. The pitch. He takes low. One ball and no strikes. So a loss here for the Rough Riders would make it so they'd have to win the last three games of this series. The 1-0. Swinging a bouncing ball. Back up the middle. Correa knocks it down. And the pitcher throws on to first to get it. Two down. Strom down to second. Riders are down to their final line out tonight. And Cody Freeman steps to the plate. If the Riders win the last three games of this series, they would tie the franchise record for the most wins in a half with 47 back in 2007. This loss would drop them to 44-22 if they can't complete the comeback. Time call. Pitch clock violation on Correa. One ball and no strikes on Freeman. First pitch. Up and in, and it's two balls and no strikes to Freeman. Reached twice today with a single and a walk. 2-for-10 in this series now. Time called. He steps out. If we get that far, Caber Rodriguez is on deck. 2-0. Ground ball to second. This should do it. Valenzuela's got it. And slings it onto first. Ball game over. Riders fall to the Rockhounds 5-0. We'll break it down to the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Midland. Rough Riders fall 5-0 to the Midland Rockhounds. 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, and 10 left on base for Midland tonight. For the Rough Riders, no runs on 2 hits, no errors. They stranded 4 on the base pass, going 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. So the Rough Riders certainly would like to have some moments back in this game. Opportunity in the fourth inning with runners at first and third and 2 down. Could not push a run across. And then first and second with nobody out in the seventh and couldn't push a run across again. 2 runs in the second for Midland offensively. Denzel Clark, a 2-run homer. And then in the eighth inning, 3 more runs on an RBI single from Saeed Valenzuela and a 2-run double from Jack Winkler. So the Rough Riders fall 5-0. Final game time, 2 hours 46 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,264 on this Thursday night. We'll tell you more about what's going on in the league tonight and more about the affiliate scores, including setting up tomorrow's game 4 of this 6-game series here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome you back to Midland one final time on this Thursday night. The Rough Riders do fall to the Midland Rockhounds 5-0. Let's take a look around the Texas League scores, as there are still some really big ball games being played in the Texas League for who will make the playoffs in the first half in the North Division. Arkansas, they win it 2-1 over Wichita, so they were leading by a game and a half coming into the action tonight. And still don't exactly know what that lead's going to be, because Springfield and Corpus Christi playing in a doubleheader. They're not quite done yet. Game one of that doubleheader, Springfield threw a no-hitter, their first in franchise history, across 7 innings against Corpus, winning 5-0. Cooper Jerpy went 5 innings of no-hit baseball, picking up the win in that one. Springfield up 4-2 over Corpus in game two of that doubleheader, so a chance to sweep and be back just 1 game of Arkansas with 3 to play. Exciting stuff going on in the North. While Tulsa also trying to keep pace, but they fell tonight 5-4 against Northwest Arkansas, so they fall 2.5 games back of the Travelers with 3 to play in the Texas League North. Amarillo and San Antonio, they are playing in Hodgetown right now. It's 7-3. Missions lead it over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. That game in the top of the eighth inning. In terms of the Texas Rangers affiliate scores, the Rough Riders not the only ones in action tonight. Well, the Rangers are off at the big league level. At the low A level, Down East falls to Fredericksburg, 4-2, the Nationals affiliate. Bowling Green taking on Hickory, the Rays affiliate, and Hickory winning 4-0. Mitch Bratt picking up the win. He's now 4-3 on the season. While the AAA level, Round Rock in action against Sacramento, a high-scoring affair so far early in that one. It's 4-3 Round Rock with former Rough Rider Owen White getting the start, having allowed 3 runs in the first inning. Over his 2 2/3 innings now, 3 runs on 4 hits. On the offensive side for the Express, Jonathan Ornelas with a triple, Jax Biggers with a double, and some good offense early on for the Express, scoring 4 runs in the top half of the third. Rough Riders and Rockhounds will play game 4 of this series tomorrow. First pitch at 7 o'clock with your pregame coverage starting at 6:45 here on the Riders Baseball Network. We'll have part 2 of our interview with manager Carlos Cardoza, who was gracious enough to sit down with us before today's ballgame. And Nick Krauth will get the ball for the Rough Riders. He's 5-2 with a 4.94 ERA against Gunnar Hoagland, who's 6-4 with a 3.45 earned run average on the season. Rough Riders drop it 5-0. They fall to 44-22 on the season in the first half. Midland wins. They go to 38-28 on the season. So the Rough Riders and Rockhounds meet tomorrow. First pitch at 7 o'clock. We hope you can join us right here on the Riders Baseball Network, but that's going to do it for us tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. On behalf of our gracious hosts here in Midland, my broadcast partner Luke Maley back in Frisco, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us tonight. The Rough Riders do fall 5-0. We'll be back in action tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!